And now Esther will take a moment to quiet her conscious thinking mind as she invites Abraham, the group of non-physical teachers, to speak this material through her to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are pleased to interact with you upon this selected title, The Deliberate Creative Process. There is perhaps not a subject of greater importance, for upon this recording, it is our desire to impart the process for the receiving, the deliberate receiving, of whatever it is that you are wanting upon any number of subjects. We have put emphasis upon the word deliberate, for it is our absolute knowing that without exception, each of you as individuals are already attracting to you whatever it is you are getting. There is not an exception to that. Through your thoughts and through your words and through your actions, your words and actions being extensions of your thought, you are attracting everything that you are getting. In short, you invite into your experience through thought. The purpose of this recording is to help you understand how you are getting what you are getting, so that you may be more definitive in your attracting of it, that you may attract those things, more of those things, or all of those things that you are wanting, while you may avoid the attraction of those things which you are not wanting. Always, as we begin to impart our knowledge regarding the deliberate creative process, we meet with resistance, for there are always those who have things in their life experience that they do not want to be there. And so as they hear us say, all things are invited by you, the resistance comes forth, for they say, Abraham, I would not have invited this, for I want it not. And so we must clarify, we do not believe that you have invited it or attracted it or created it on purpose. But we will say to you, you are the inviter, the attractor, the creator of it, for you have done it by giving thought to it. We did not say you did it on purpose. In fact, we will say in most cases you are doing it by default. You are applying laws and processes that you do not understand, reaping results, benefits or disadvantages that you do not understand, and so that is why we have come forth to speak to you the universal laws that you may understand how you're getting what you're getting, so that you may have some deliberate control in the attraction of that which you are getting. Because most physical beings are not well attuned to the existence of the non-physical world, they want to make everything explainable through physical perception. We would draw a comparison as you are wanting a glass of water. And so you go to your faucet in your kitchen, turn a little knob, hold your glass beneath the faucet, and then you would explain to others, this is where the water comes from.
Right.
While you understand, without our explaining, that there is much more to the story of where the water is coming from. And so it is with all things that you are experiencing in your physical setting. You are explaining only a little bit of what makes things happen. And we are here to explain to you the rest of it. You have emerged into a physical dimension from your broader non-physical perspective, with great intent and purpose. You have come forth because you are first wanting very much this physical experience. It is not the first of such experiences. You have had many physical as well as non-physical life experiences. And you have emerged into this one because you are wanting to add to that continuing, evolving being that you really are, a being that through these eyes you may not see, a being that through this body and through these physical senses you may not now know, but a being indeed a part of you, a broader, expansive, growth-seeking, joy-seeking, evolving you. The purpose of this recording is to help you understand that you and you alone are the creator of your experience, that you may be more deliberate in that creation. The reason that we are introducing you to the inner you is because you have agreed to interact with that inner you for the sake of guidance. You may have noticed that as you emerged into this life experience, you did not bring with you memory of that which you have lived before. And there is good reason for that, for you would find yourself spending more time focused into your very vast past than in this very brief now. And so in order to get the most out of the now, you are not remembering all of that past. You may, however, have access to the advantage of the total you by recognizing that that total you exists, and by recognizing that that total you, we refer to it as your inner being, communicates with you and has done from the day you emerged into this physical body. That communication has many varieties, but all of you are receiving the basic communication that comes forth in the form of emotion. All emotion that you feel, without exception, is communication from your inner being, letting you know the appropriateness of whatever you are thinking or speaking or acting in the moment. As you think a thought that is not in harmony with your overall intents, your inner being will offer you negative emotion. As you do something or say something that is not in harmony with who you are and what you are wanting, your inner being will offer you negative emotion. And in like way, when you are speaking or thinking or acting in the direction of that which is in harmony with your intentions, your inner being will offer you positive emotions. There are only two emotions. One feels good and one feels bad. You call them all sorts of different things, depending upon the situation that brought them forth. But as you recognize that this guidance system that comes forth from within you in the form of emotion speaks to you from broader, all-inclusive perspective, then you will recognize that you have the benefit of the intentions that you hold here today. You have the benefit of the intentions that you emerged into this physical body with. You have the ability to factor in all the details of your wants and your beliefs in order to make the absolute appropriate decision at any point in time. The greatest resistance that we are receiving from those we are interacting with here in your environment is that they are not trusting that that which comes forth from within them is the real law or the real rule. They are worried that there is some greater judgment that they may not be receiving, and they are afraid to move forward trusting their own guidance, their own conscience, so to speak, because they believe that there may be someone who knows more clearly what is appropriate for them. Most physical beings do not trust themselves, which is amazing to us, for it is our knowing that that which comes forth from within you is all that you may trust. But instead, they are spending most of their physical lifetime seeking a set of rules or a set of people, a religious group, if you will tell them what is right and wrong. And then they spend the rest of their physical experience trying to hammer a square peg into a round hole, trying to make those rules, usually rules that were written thousands of years before this time, fit into this life experience. As a result, what we see for the most part is frustration, and at best, confusion. And we also have noticed that there are many who die every year as they are arguing about whose set of rules is most appropriate. We say to you that overall, all-inclusive, never-changing set of rules does not exist. For you are ever-changing, growth-seeking beings. If your house were on fire, and the firemen came with their truck, that marvelous equipment with the big long hoses and all of the water surging through, and put the hoses into your house and extinguished the flame, you would say, indeed, that is most appropriate behavior. But if on a day when there was no fire, those same men and the same hoses were to enter your house, spraying water around, you would say, indeed, that was not appropriate. And so it is with the laws that you are passing one from another. Most of them are not appropriate to that which you are now living. If you had not intended growth, you would not be here in this physical life experience. And if that which was figured out long ago was the ultimate, then there would be no reason for your existence today. You are here as an expanding, ever-changing, growth-seeking being because you are wanting to add unto that which you understand, and you are wanting to add unto that which all that is understands.